In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Eagles play here. Catch BC football, basketball, baseball, and hockey on WEEI AM, Boston. Live from the Stockyard in Brighton, this is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll have special guests and get you caught up on the Eagles. The Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. And also brought to you by McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. It's time to talk BC football. Here's John Meter-Burrell.
And happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the Stockyard. As always, we are here in Brighton. Great to see you. Great crowd. Sellout crowd. It's SRO.
I have to say, showing up here tonight. No, I'm serious. I think it's awesome. I really appreciate it.
No question.
Thank you very much.
Crowd is undefeated, Bill.
Undefeated. No question.
Untied and unscored upon.
Number one in the country.
Absolutely.
I'm really grateful for the crowd here. It's awesome. It really is. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Pete, me?
Bill, yes, both of you, of course.
Well, I'd like to be seen.
Good to see you, Pete.
I'd like to see you, Bill.
I don't think he really means good to see me.
Well, yes, I do. Yeah. I don't see them.
We saw you today. It was kind of brief.
See each other a lot.
Clearly, you were preoccupied, but that you were at practice, running the practice.
Stuff going on.
Beeline, you're focused.
Very focused. Practice, the only thing more important than practice is the games. So
I'm impressed that you got your voice back.
Come on now.
You were straining.
It's called coaching. That's why they put a C on your chest. They call you a coach.
I never had that.
Well, you had captain.
Captain had that.
Captain the C. Well, let's first things first. Outstanding effort at Michigan State. You said all week there's a lot of positives to be taken out of the game, which there are. But upon further review, when you watch the tape, what'd you see?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've said this. Came back. You know, we just talked about it. I watch it on the plane. Watch it again when we get back. Watch it really three or four times to be able to teach the team. And there were 178 plays in the game. And this is what we got to learn at Boston College football. And you guys, I think, would agree with this. We have to learn how not to lose before we can learn how to ball. We either miss tackle, we turn the ball over. Look at kickoff coverage. We got the guy tackled inside the 15-yard line twice.
Yeah.
He scoots away for one time a 63-yard gain. That's bad ball. We're better than that. And so we have to really do a good job of decreasing the amount of bad football that we play, and then we've got to do a better job of taking advantage of the other team's bad football. Yep. You know, we've got to do a better job of playing complementary football. But I think our guys fought. I think we got a chance to be a really good football team. I'm excited about this team. You guys know I love coaching them. You come to practice, you see the passion that our coaching staff has for these guys, and you know, hopefully we get it turned around here this weekend.
That was probably the best takeaway was all but the last play of the game. You guys were fully in. You were in it, all in.
Yeah.
Emotionally, physically, in the game.
Yeah.
It was a long game. It was a grind, and yeah, it came down to the last play.
Yeah, it was a great game. I mean, I think if you were an unbiased observer, you would probably say, like, it was a good game. They're a good team. I mean, look, are they going to win the Big Ten? Probably not, but they're going to be up there. They're going to give some teams a real run for the money, that's for sure. And so I think playing on the road, you know, 80,000 people, I think our guys fought. They did definitely play one play at a time. They tried to play the next play, and and we just came out on the wrong end of it. But I really appreciated the effort of all those guys.
There was a point, and you said this on the air. I looked at you.
I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted. He says he's exhausted.
I mean, you're up in the radio booth. I didn't do anything.
You two guys.
Like, too much emotion. I was like, yeah.
I looked at him. I said, Pete, you know, it was one of those Bob Uecker things. That's why he's the best broadcaster in the biz. Yeah. I looked at Pete. He's like, I got nothing. I'm exhausted.
Jeez, Pete.
It was pretty funny.
Try being down there.
Oh, no. That was my point. I'm exhausted. I'm not doing anything.
No, it was.
I think a swing of emotions.
No, I think BC, you know, like you guys, obviously, you know, we bleed maroon and gold. Our families, you know, the people that come to this show, everybody is dying for us to win, and nobody wants to win more than we do. And so we have to, like I said, there's a method to the madness. I think we're building it the right way. I think we're on the right track, but eventually we have to do it. And, you know, we've done it sometimes, but we haven't done it enough, and we have to get going here.
Well, we've seen a passing game that's cooking with Dylan Lonergan. I know we're not going to coronate him, we're not going to give him the gold jacket, but he looks like he is all the moving parts. He's got everything going for him, including the quick release.
Yeah, and I was referring to my man Ray Perrone on that one, the Varsity Club Hall of Fame. We're not quite ready to place him there yet.
I heard that.
Right, Ray?
That
I think Ray's
good.
Here.
Good PR for Ray.
But, yeah, he's we're thrilled to have him. He's an awesome guy. You know, I think he's well-known on campus. You know, this is a guy that he's in the Carroll School. He's a really good football player. Look, things have been pretty good so far. There's going to be some bumps in the road as we go. It's only his third start coming up here on Saturday. But, man, he's a hell of a player, and we really love coaching him.
The release always been that quick?
Yeah, I mean, I remember in high school, that was one thing. I've been to like two or three of his practices, one game. I used to go up, you know, you're in Tuscaloosa, so a lot of times we'd drive up there, yeah. You know, and go see him and go to practice. And that was the best, that was the highest level of Georgia high school football, Brookwood High School. Anybody that's familiar with that, Brookwood versus Parkview is one of the greatest rivalries in the country, high school football. And so he, you know, you'd go to practice, you'd watch him, and he had great instincts. The thing that always stood out to me about him was he was the same guy, like very consistent person, yep. Smart, very humble. Like, you know, you guys have interviewed him. You know what he's like, you know, so he's an awesome guy to coach.
And he's got a couple of targets. You know,
yeah.
We've been around this program a long time. Rare, if ever, you have more than two guys
yeah.
who are really in the pass game. Now you've got four or five.
Yeah.
That are getting open,
no doubt.
And then they get protection,
yep.
Get the good throw. Then you get a run after the catch. I mean,
right.
the good combination. That's why the frothy passing numbers.
No doubt. I think frothy. Whoa,
good word.
How about that? Was that used properly?
Yes, maybe.
Yes, yeah, froth on a beer.
Hold on,
bubbling over.
We need a dictionary.
Makes me think of A&W root beer.
Look up frothy. I thought frothy. Oh, that's frosty.
Oh, yeah.
Frosty is a root beer.
But anyways, on the frothiness, yes, he does. He definitely. Pete, every week it's a treat to be with you. It really is. I'm being serious.
There's irony in that.
Anyways, he does. He has a lot of, you know, if you look at the wide receiver position, obviously Lewis Bond, you know, that guy is a shorthanded guy, very instinctive guy. He's got a lot of faith in him. Reed Harris, Jaden Skeet, those guys are doing a good job. The backs out of the backfield, Turbo, Jordan McDonald, they can catch, and then obviously Jeremiah Franklin, Ty Lockwood. You haven't really seen a whole lot of Kalen Chudzinski yet, but that guy's, you know he's going to be a really good player. So, yeah, there are definitely guys that, you know, V.J. Wilkins, obviously, Dawson Pugh, some guys there that you can spread the ball around to.
But you got to think about how much pressure that puts on a defense. You've got a half dozen guys.
Everybody.
Everyone's got to be covered.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I would – tell you that having been around this game a long time, those guys can all play, and so you have to honor every one of those guys because they're all tough matchups. You're exactly right.
Lonergan was quarterback of the week in the ACC, and then you have the defensive back of the week in Omar Thornton. We
yeah.
spoke to him today, and I said, "Hey, Omar, congratulations!" And Pete says, "That's over. Time to do it again."
Yeah, Omar's. Here's another guy, like just an awesome guy.
Yeah,
like this guy, he's tough as nails. He's quiet. He's a good student. He's a great kid. You know, you've been around these guys that have that ability to, you know, they have something to that punch when they hit, lay in the wood to somebody. And so I think he, He needs to come up big for us every week.
That's a subtle part, but a game within the game. When you've got a secondary that comes downhill,
yeah.
Guys watch tape on the other side of the ball, and they go, oh.
Yeah, I don't really want to go in there and mess with that. I think the big thing about our secondary is they can be even better. You know, I challenged them this week. You know, they can tackle better. They can be even better. And I think they took that to heart, that they're going to go out there and try to, you know, play even better.
What are you saying from the offensive line? Are there things you want to improve?
Yeah, look, a lot of people are asking about that. We're always trying to improve. I mean, I think I can get better. The coaches can get better. I think our scheme, we do some really good things at times. Other times we can do a better job with our scheme. I think they're playing well. Can they get better? Yes, they will work hard to get better. But they're pass protecting very well for the most part. And, you know, the run blocking is inconsistent right now. That's not all their fault, though, right? Like, sometimes the back didn't read it right. Sometimes the tight ends are involved in that. But those guys they're working very hard, led by Logan and Jude. And, you know, they had a good week of practice. Looking forward to watching them play.
And you've got five set, but you wrote, I see occasionally you're moving guys in and out, giving them some reps.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got guys like Ryan Micko, who can play tackle. You've got Michael Krauts, who can play center. You have other guys. You have a lot of young linemen that haven't really played a whole lot. We got a good future at that position. But the main guys are the main guys. And they, you know, Dwayne Alec, Eric Stordy, Jude Bowery, Logan Taylor, and Kevin Klein, those are your five guys. And they have played very well at times. They'd be the first to tell you, though, that they can all do better, just like all of us, and they're working hard to do that.
You guys, throughout the game, and you talked about this last week, you weathered the storm.
Yeah.
Things shifted. You still came back.
Yeah.
To me, that shows that you're definitely on the right track.
Yeah, you have it.
You got the heart.
Yeah, you got a team that definitely understands, like, the game is, you know, one play at a time. It really is. Don't worry about the scoreboard. You know, we got the ball. We went three and out. We punted. We created a turnover there. And then we drove down, and, you know, Turbo felt terrible about this, but he fumbled. You know, he fumbled at the one.
Right.
That was at that point in the game, that was a big – and that was, you know, teams that I've been around, even though that's very early in the game, you know, that thing can go south, especially on the road, and it didn't go south. You know, we were able to kind of, like you said, weather the storm and stay in it, and Dylan played good, and that was a big part of it.
In a place where the crowd, it was absolutely a factor. We talked about it last week. I thought the team handled it great. Given some of the big plays that went Michigan State's way, you guys stood the test.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we playing in that environment is awesome, right? That was, as you know, a typical Big Ten stadium, you know, 80,000 people. It's a night game. I think those Michigan State fans felt pretty good. They probably have
a little liquid courage.
Yeah, a little less restrictions on tailgating than Boston College does. And so they
State school.
You know, they were primed and ready to go. And what a great environment. NBC, Blackledge did the game. So that was very cool. And Matt Castle was there. It was a big game.
Well, you got a lot of attention.
It was cool.
Because of the overtime, everybody picked it up.
Right.
I'm getting calls from all over the country.
A lot of people watch that game. Yeah, yeah. But we got to win those games. We have to win those games. And, you know, that's where we're headed. We're trying to get that done.
Before we go to break, I think the takeaway that we had on Friday night in the lobby talking to Dan Lonergan and Dylan, 405-yard drive by Dylan Lonergan at Catansett this summer.
Oh, I got to see that myself. Come on.
That's what I said.
All right, easy there, John Daly. John Daly Lonergan. We'll talk about that in the morning.
But
we talk happened? A lot about our golf games.
Before putted.
Before he bogeyed the hole.
Oh, did he? That's what it's all about.
His father said it's legit. He averages 320.
Of course his father did. It's his father. They played it. Dad's a good golfer.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Dan Lonergan's an awesome guy. Dylan's mom is awesome. Great family. You know, I can remember we recruited him when I was at Alabama, and Coach Saban and I went on a home visit there, and they lived in a nice neighborhood north of Atlanta. And Dylan's mom is an awesome cook, and so she's Italian. She made this unbelievable – it was like kind of like lunchtime. And, you know, anybody that knows Nick Saban knows, like, he's not like this big eater. And so it was like a 8-course meal. And he's looking at me, and I'm like, you know, I'm an assistant coach. So I'm like, Coach, we got to eat this. It was eggplant parmesan, chicken parmesan, spaghetti and meatballs. You had – I mean, it was everything.
Yeah.
Good.
And so,
did you dive in or what?
Oh, yeah, we dove in. But a lot of that conversation was about golf because, as you know, Coach Saban plays a lot of golf. Dan Lonergan plays a ton of golf. Dylan's, there's a lot of golf.
He's a good stick.
Yeah.
Handicap, supposedly. Yeah.
Well, we found out, I got talking to him, we have a lot of common mutual friends, in fact, in New York, but he was in training camp, Redskin training camp, my last year, and he said, he named all the quarterbacks. I said, I don't remember you, but I was worried about me, not about you.
Yeah, he played at Penn State.
Yeah.
He's got great Coach Paterno stories. He has a lot of good Joe Paterno stories.
He told us it was quite an experience.
Yeah, quite an experience.
He's Bill O'Brien, Pete Cronin, John Mita Perrell. This is the BC Football Show. We're back with more after this on the BC Sports Network. And welcome back to the BC Football Show. Reminder, we're here every Thursday night. We will not be here next week. It's the bye week, but we'll be back again before the Cal game. Pete Cronin, Bill O'Brien, Johnny DePerrell. We just had a young fan, Jack from Watertown, walk in with a Chestnut Bill T-shirt.
Chestnut
well done.
Bill.
I like it. Does that look like you?
Hopefully he got it for free.
Those things are selling like iPhones, man. Those things are rolling.
Yeah. What are you going to do next Thursday? You're not going to know what to do.
I'm really
what are you
not.
What are you going to do? Yard work?
I can find a way of keeping myself busy.
Got to chop wood.
I might chop some wood.
I might try to split some wood. It doesn't chop.
The old bye week Thursday.
How about we come over to your house? We'll have a little.
Hold on.
Colleen's
I love you guys. But
come on.
Look,
I love you guys.
Watch the Thursday night game.
Come on. Come on over. You'll love it.
We'll do a little pig roast or something. I don't know.
A pig roast? Come on, man.
Just like a little barbecue
some
action.
Steaks. We don't need to roast a pig.
Yeah. You know who's good at that? Chach is good at that. Chach is a pig roast guy.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, he's got an outside cooker.
Really?
Smoker, right?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he's told us.
And it's you've done that.
No.
The whole pigs on the spit?
No.
Oh, that's quite
an definitely look like a guy who's cooked a lot of pigs in his time.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, maybe eating a few, but I don't know.
Hey.
Me too. It's called pork. No, but the that's good eating. That's very good eating.
It is good. Yes.
Well, back in the olden days, when we would win a game, Joe Gibbs hired the local smoke guy.
Yeah, I've heard this.
And Thursday afternoon at practice, he'd bring Sam Lagarde, he'd bring his smoker onto the field.
I've heard this.
And it'd go upwind, and it'd just churn up the ribs are cooking, and the steam, the smoke would rimble down the field, and all the offensive and defensive linemen were like, oh man, I love that. And he just, we're going to run a couple of sprints, okay, guys. Hey, we don't help. No, just
wasn't there like a shed on the practice field that Riggins would all go in on Friday?
That was the 5 o'clock
club. Have a few cocktails?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock club.
Yep, that's where.
You're part of that?
There are stories of those. I was an invited guest, not a member. Offensive lineman, tight end.
It was O-lineman. It wasn't defensive guys. You had to be.
I was an invited guest. I was always welcome. Yeah. But a lot of good stories came out of that.
Patriots did not have a 5 o'clock club, I'm guessing.
No. No.
That was not.
No, but after, I was thinking about this the other day because when I saw Castle.
Yeah.
So after the games, back before they built that building and what they're building now,
right?
There was that part that was the players' parking lot. So you'd go out after the games, and that's where the coaches parked too. So you'd go in and you'd have in the tunnel, you'd have cheeseburger, whatever.
Yeah.
You'd watch the buzz through the film real quick, and you'd walk out. And Mankins always had his pickup truck with the gate open, and he had like five coolers of beer.
Did he really?
Oh yeah. So you'd have you'd have a beer, let the traffic die down. And then go home.
See? The untold story.
Logan Mankins, greatest guy ever.
Only way to travel, man.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Behind the scenes.
Would Brady partake? No. Although he claims he's the best beer drinker on the team.
He is. I witnessed it in Buffalo.
Challenge.
That's a known story. We're in Buffalo. We beat the Bills to win the AFC East, 60-mile-an-hour winds. We threw the ball eight times. We ran the ball 55 times. We beat them like 15-8 or something like
right.
that.
Yep.
So then Bill stood up and said, "We can't fly out. The winds are too high. Whatever."
Yeah.
So Matt Light, there was a wing. We had to transfer hotels. We go to this hotel. There's a wing place right across the street.
Yep.
So Matt goes over there. There's a couple families eating. He pays their bill. Everybody out. The Patriots are coming in.
Nice.
We all went in.
Wow.
And we ate wings and because we weren't flying out till the next morning. And then the players, it turned into a chug contest. And guess who won?
Brady.
It was incredible. It was, boom. I'm on the radio, so nobody can see me. But the fans here can see. The people here can see. It was, boom, boom, down.
Well,
I've never seen anything like it.
That's incredible.
I'll take that.
This guy can do it. I don't know about this late stage, but it is
tough. My fastball looks like a changeup now, but that's okay.
Yeah,
it was a day.
Yeah.
There was a time.
That's a known story, though.
I know. I remember you telling that on the podcast. All right, Stanford coming up Saturday. I heard it's a long trip out there. I know you love these questions.
A daunting trip, somebody asked me today.
Daunting.
What do you think about this daunting trip out there? Like, what?
Daunting?
I've never heard it. It's not daunting. It's a trip. Get on the plane. Put your seat back, go to sleep for a while, wake up, go to San Jose State, walk through, go eat dinner, wake up, have a couple of meetings, go play the game. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's not daunting, that's for sure.
No.
But did you ask guys today how many people have been to California?
I did.
We saw them raise their hands.
Yeah.
What was it, about half of them?
I would say less than that. Probably.
Oh, no kidding. That's
10 to 15 guys maybe raised their
hands.
Nice
trip. It's a good trip.
It's good. Yeah, it's cool. It's a great experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Fly out to the West Coast and –
yeah,
you know, beautiful part of California. Northern California, to me, is – I've always liked it a lot better than Southern California.
So obviously it's not Donnie, but do we put too much stock in the fact it's disruptive?
No, it's not disruptive. You just have to – you know, there's some things you can control, right? So you control how they hydrate leading up, educating them on sleep, which we've been doing the whole off season. When we get out there, we control the schedule, right? So we'll walk through, we'll have dinner. We're not having meetings right after dinner. We're going to go back to the hotel, you know, eat dinner after dinner, 9 o'clock. They're going to bed. Lights out. GAs will check it. Get in bed. Lights out. Go to sleep.
Okay.
Because it's midnight for you.
Right.
And so wake up. We'll have breakfast. We'll have some meetings. We'll have what we call a chair drill. We'll have pregame mass. We'll have a pregame meal. We go.
Yeah, see, it's simple.
Now, are you going to walk through tomorrow afternoon out there?
Yeah, at San Jose State.
Get acclimated.
Yeah.
Loosen up and.
Yeah, so we'll go to we're not going to walk through here. We're going to have a team meeting at 8, special teams right after that, O&D after that, get on the bus, go to the airport, and then fly out there and go straight to San Jose State and have our walk through there, jog through.
When you watch Stanford, they're 0-2. They've only scored one touchdown. But when you watch them, what do you see?
I mean, Hawaii was a tough game. I mean, they Hawaii had a 2-minute drive at the end. They came back. Hawaii, you know, executed the 2-minute drive pretty well. BYU, you know, Stanford had its chances. They turned the ball over a little bit, and BYU, you know, kind of dominated the game. But that those are two teams that are very different than us. We have to. This is a good Stanford team. They're you know, well coached. Frank Reich, I've known him for a long time. Went against him in the NFL quite a few times. It's a lot on the line. It's on national TV again, ACC Network. So, you know, we're thrilled with the opportunity, and we can't wait to go out the other day.
We spoke to him the other day.
Yeah, I've known him for a long time, right? So,
oh yeah.
When George O'Leary got the Notre Dame job,
yeah,
he was keeping Steve Addazio, and I was coming from Georgia Tech to go to Notre Dame, and so I've known Steve since for almost 25 years.
About the 48-hour Bill O'Brien trip to Notre Dame.
That was a tough deal. Not even 36 hours. But anyways, I've known him for a long time. Then we play golf at the same place on the Cape.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But there's a guy that has made the transition. He gets high ratings. People say he does a really good job.
Yeah, in this production meeting, like, you could see my face and you could see his face, and I was like, man, this media gig's treating you a whole lot better than this coaching gig's treating me. he's like, you look tired. I'm like, you look tan and great. You probably just got
playing golf. Playing off the golf course.
He flew out today, first class.
Good for him.
They put him up at the Four Seasons.
God bless him.
I said, geez, not a bad gig, Steve. But he did say he thinks, obviously, we all think you're heading in the right direction, but he loves your grit.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's who we are, right? That's who we have to be. That's what it's the successful teams here. You know, Pete was just asking me, you know, Tom McManus came and spoke to the team.
Yep.
You know, was recruited by Jack Bicknell, played for Tom Coughlin. You know, he embodies what this place is all about. He talked about grit. He talked about dealing with adversity. He talked about, you know, what his teams were like and how everybody really had a genuine care for each other. Everybody put a lot of work into trying to be the best player they could be. And I thought it was a great message to the team. And that's what BC is. Tom McManus is what BC is. And yes. I think that message really resonated with our team.
Now, it was perfect timing for his messaging following the fight that you put up on Saturday. And I heard that he was very, very inspiring.
He was.
The message was inspiring.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. I've known him for a long time because he played here with Mike Panos. Okay. And so I've known Tom since he was a player here. And he came and spoke to my team at Penn State when I was at Penn State. I've just known him for a long time. He's just – Colleen knows him, went to school with him. I mean, just an awesome guy. And he was in the area. I think he had some business going on. And he said, hey, can I stop by? I said, I tell – and you know this. Whoever – former players that played here, you come by anytime you want. I think that's a huge deal. We got a great tradition at Boston College of – you know, great players that played here throughout all the eras. Anytime they're in town, come by practice. I always tell them, though, you got to be ready to speak to the team. You know what I mean? Because I think that's a big part of it, and Tom did a great job.
It's the brotherhood.
Well, it is a brotherhood. It's BC is notorious for its Subway alumni. Not a Subway alumni, a real alumni, and their loyalties. My two kids go there, and they experience the benefit of it.
Yeah, we have a thing on Monday night. Of the bye week, we're having another networking deal where we've got about 15 guys coming in to speak to the team about different occupations and things like that. I mean, these guys, you guys are all passionate about the program. I think they see that what we're trying to do. They believe in what we're trying to do. They're very supportive. Anytime I reach out to anybody, you know, anybuebody from, you know, Luke Kuechly, you know, to Zion Johnson, like guys that played recently, guys that played in the past, you know, Bill Thompson, you know, all these guys, they respond right away. Great, great guys that played here, and, you know, those guys need to be very
important. It's always great. You watching the NFL Sunday like we all did. You probably didn't, but we did. Zay Flowers looks like
one of
the top 10 receivers in the league.
Yeah, he's a great player.
He was dominating.
Yeah, he's an awesome player. Great route runner, great ball, you know, with the ball in his hand, make a lot of plays, playmaker, tough.
Oh, he's
yeah, great.
And Lewis Bond's chasing his numbers, so which is great.
Bond's
putting up huge numbers, 22 catches through two games.
Bond's a great player.
You mentioned Frank Reich. I know you have the relationship with him, but when he got that job, I think I talked to you about this, but the interim head coach thing, is that, did that stick with you? Is that, does that seem strange to you?
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was there with that, with him. You know, I think he, you know, Frank's a pro coach. I mean, he's been a pro coach for a long time, right?
Yes.
And it was a, you know, really good pro player. I've known Frank for a long time. Frank played for Ralph Friedgen at the University of Maryland.
Yep.
So I've known Bobby Ross. You know, they had great teams. That, remember, they were, when he was at Maryland, they were down 31-0 to Miami, and he led them back. He's the one who led them back. They beat my, they came back 31-0 down. Oof. to beat Miami back in the day when he was there. So I, you know, I've known him for a long time because he used to come back to Maryland. I know his brother. His brother's a really good coach. And so, you know, I don't know what the exact deal is there. I know they, you know, they had an issue last year with the coach, and so Andrew really thought that, you know, and rightfully, you know, correctly thought that Frank would be the guy to lead him maybe in a transitional type of phase.
I spoke to my equivalent out there. He basically told the same story that he has a lot of respect for Luck.
Oh, yeah.
Mutual respect. And he's like, hey, listen, I need to get someone to stick their fingers in the dike, so to speak.
Yeah.
And he brought him in. Now, he's a grandfather. He's got kids back in North Carolina.
North Carolina, yeah.
And he went as a favor, doing the job. And so they implied that, you know, there's going to be a change, but who knows? Since we win 10 games, there probably won't be a change.
Yeah.
Andrew
Luck, too, like, he was the ultimate competitor. When we would play them twice a year. One year we played him three times because we played him in the playoffs. And just a tough guy. I mean, we were very, very good on defense when I was in Houston. You know, we had Clowney and Watt and Merciless and Cushing, and Romeo would blitz a lot. And Andrew took a beating, but the ball
– ball got out.
Yeah. And he was a very, very tough competitor, one of the best guys we played against, no doubt.
Now he's driving his bike around campus. He drives a bike from his house.
Yeah, I saw the video.
It's a bike.
I mean, with all the bike lanes that have been painted on Beacon Street, I could probably drive a bike.
You could do that, too.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
Chestnut Bill on the bike.
No. I don't think I own a bike. I own a Peloton.
I've seen it, yes.
Yeah, the Peloton's a little safer. When you get in a wrestling match with an automobile, you're going to lose. Which I've been in a few times. So,
ooh.
Yeah, that's why I ride the Peloton.
Stationary.
The ground is hard.
Yeah.
That's like playing at the vet, Pete. You're back in the day.
Yeah, so, cement.
Are we supposed to ask, like, okay, Pete, what happened, or does he want us
it's
to?
Just,
it's throwing just, it out there.
Pete, do you want to tell us how you got hit by a car on a bike?
Well, I was riding my bike, and the guy went by me, and I'm in the bike lane. And he went by me and just took a hard right turn in front of me. Like,
that's brutal.
Like over the top.
Oh, when was that?
Man. That was up in Maine.
Oh, boy.
But I ordered the Peloton right away. I can't. If I fall off the Peloton, it's my own fault.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a lot of people getting banged up riding bikes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Cronin cam. We need a Cronin cam on your helmet or something. Just,
I'm not sure.
Just to track where you are. We're going to take a timeout. This is the BC Football Show. Pete Cronin, Bill O'Brien, Johnny DePorrell on the BC Sports Network. Two wides to the near side of the shotgun. Lonergan play fake. Looking, throwing to the end zone. And it's caught. Touchdown, Reed Harris. He's the Eagle in the end zone. What a throw by Dillard Lonergan. Man, he is clutch. And Harris has six.
Start with protection, no pressure, looked at his receivers, went down his checks, saw his Harris in the end zone, 6'5" target in the back of the end zone, throw the ball with precision. I mean, talk about a quick release, zip, boom.
That was fantastic. You're not going to see a better throw than that. Eagles up 20-14. What an answer after the Michigan State.
Very good. That was cool.
Broke it down.
I mean, it's been.
Snuck me in.
Jeez.
He can spin it. He can spin it. That was a pro throw.
That was a very nice throw. Very nice play. Like you guys said, everybody around him did a good job. Reed ran a great route. The protection was really good, but he anticipated it.
That's the thing that jumps out is with the protection, he's methodical.
Yeah, he's got good vision.
And he waits. And it's like he's looking over here and somebody will break open over here.
It's got to keep it going. Got to keep it going.
All right, we got a big announcement. We'll divert from football for a minute. Pete, you better start eating because you might have to stop soon. Pete and I, Awaken 180. It's on the board. Little challenge, Pete.
Who loses percentage. It's a percentage of body weight. Because if it's just up this pounds, I'm going to kill you.
When are you going to start it?
We are starting next week.
Oh.
Going in for a little consultation on Tuesday. Did you make your appointment yet?
Not yet, but I know how to get bigger. I'm going to pick about 10 gallons of water before I go in. Get the start number.
Of course.
Can you drink beer on that diet?
Oh, yeah. You can drink.
I think
really?
Can.
Yeah, drink beer. Yes. Got to be drink the right kind.
Here's the problem.
Transparents, too. Yeah, ultras, which is near beer. But yeah, I'm fully familiar with the what you can and can't eat.
What about?
It's awaken180weightloss.com. You can try it as well. awaken180weightloss.com. I talked to Paige Lopez, who's their CEO today. I talked to her a few years ago. When I
meter goes right to the CEO.
I go right to the top.
I got Billy Beluca, the sales guy.
What you got do you one mean? Of their you coaches. The... You got one of their coaches. I go right to the top. Got to go to the corner office, right?
And Zolak did it.
Zolak did it.
Lost a lot of weight.
A lot of those guys.
Andy Hart
did it. Yeah, I did it 10 years ago. It's amazing.
Really? Did you lose weight?
Yes. And I lost it. I was probably down for 3 years after that. It's amazing. It's the exact same.
Then the Swedish fish snuck back into your diet.
Well, you know, Bill knows. It's an addiction. It's a candy addiction.
Yeah. What do you mean I know?
Both have.
Easy there, buddy. Speak for yourself.
He wants you in the boat with him.
Candy?
You're addicted too. Bill knows. Like, jeez.
I didn't mean it that way.
Bring me down with you.
We got to get you on. Don't worry. We'll work
peanut M&Ms, man.
I know. That's a weakness. Not but you're ready, right?
I'm always ready for it. I know you take you on,
my
friend.
Swedish fish.
You see, all right.
The Mediterranean menace. Yes, sir. Here we go.
I think we should just talk about this the rest of the show.
Come back. We might have to.
This is awesome.
We might have to. It's going to be a lot of talk next.
It's the thing where you order food, right? You order your own food, and then they
give you a lot of the stuff. There's protein drinks. There's protein shots. There's vegetables for lunch, which, you know, maybe I could put some chocolate sauce
on. But dinner is on your own, right?
Yeah. Dinner's on your own.
And you learn how to eat.
What do you do for? What do you eat for dinner?
Chicken. Steak.
With what? Like broccoli?
Yeah, but it's kind of boring.
Can you have like rice or mashed potatoes?
Anything white is off the table.
I don't really think you can do that.
Don't eat white.
What about brown rice?
Fundamentally, it's white. If you boil it, it turns white.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Starch is off the table.
Okay.
That's a rule.
Sugar, we'll starch.
Our next show here.
All the stuff I like.
I want the reports on it.
Oh, we'll give them to you, sir.
No, we should do. We'll see if Mike's okay with this, the owner of the Stockyard. We'll put a scale right there.
Oh, God. Holy cow.
Ray.
I think we could pull that off.
We could.
Right? All right? Paul, put a scale right there.
I'll make you guys
strip down to your skivvies and weigh yourselves in.
Now we're talking.
I'll be at the Y taking a schvitz before I come in.
Whoa. Easy there with the schvitz. Jeez. FCC, we're going to get in trouble.
Oh, boy. It will be like the combine. We'll just weigh in.
Yeah. can we take pictures?
Combine. Yes. That's something.
That's a great visual.
That's a visual we do not need.
That's one like I'm going to have. I visualized. Now I can't unremember it.
You got to be. Oh, boy. Usually I knock on Pete's hotel room door. Hey, Pete, you want to come down and get something to eat? Trepidation.
What do you got? Oh, here's another word. Frothiness and trepidation.
Trepidation.
What, when you guys go on the road, like, do you go out to eat?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going in Palo Alto?
Josh sent us a list.
Yeah, he sent us a whole
Josh
list
sent us
of possibilities.
A list of Santa Clara restaurants.
Really?
Yes. Can't go wrong in Santa Clara. I mean,
steak joints?
Well, I mean, kind of all over the place.
What are you going to do with Awaken 180? Should you be starting this during the season?
But you can.
Yes.
That's the beautiful part of it. You can eat around the menu if you know
what you're
doing.
It doesn't make any sense. So why don't you just eat normal and just eat less? That's what it sounds like to me.
Some of us have problems with that.
Coaching.
Right now, you're telling me you can do everything you're doing right now, but it's called Awaken 180.
Well, would you put your offense out there without some coaching?
Huh?
Would you put your offense?
No.
This is the
now
key.
You got a coach.
They get a coach.
All right.
Now we have a coach. We have to check in.
So, like this right here, what this guy's bringing in here, this cheeseburger, you would not be able. Could you eat that for dinner?
I could eat that for dinner.
Everything but what's on the roll.
No roll.
No potato.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Steak
all
the tips.
Stuff. Cheese
tips.
Yeah,
I think cheese is on the board.
Who got protein? Who ordered that? We'll with a Guinness? Can you have that with a Guinness?
No, Guinness is not on the menu.
Vodka is though,
but you see throughs. You can distilled spirits.
Huh?
Distilled spirits.
Distilled spirits.
Yep. So like,
anything you can see through.
Tequila.
Yeah, any of those.
Vodka.
The fruity stuff that I drink.
No, the fruity is what makes you get look like you do.
Look at you.
We got, I mean, you know, we got to stop body shaming each other.
That's true. There's a wide range of possibilities here, but we're going to stick to Stanford.
Finally, we get to
Stanford. Back to Stanford.
Back to Stanford. Let me just ask you one quick question about last week. The overtime rules. Are you a fan of the overtime rules?
Yeah, I am.
You like the 25-yard line?
I've been in several overtime, Penn State, Alabama.
Okay.
Here. I mean, one of the greatest overtime games I was ever in was that Alabama. We played Auburn. We were down 10-3 with 57 seconds to go. We drove. We tied it up. And then I think we had five or six overtimes. We beat – when I was at Penn State, wow. We beat Michigan in four overtimes. You know, look, you know, the overtime period, it's very – you know, we practice it. So our guys understood. Luke McLaughlin knew, you know, he was out there for the coin toss. He knew we wanted to be on defense first. You know, we – at the end of the first overtime, we scored. You can either kick the extra point at that time or go for two. I decided to tie it. You know, looking back on it, we did have a good two-point play. That's the decision I made. You know, one way. If you went for two and you didn't get it, you lose. If you get the two, you win. Right. I get it. But we decided to do that, and we ended up being a little bit behind because we didn't make our next two-point play when we had to go for two, and they made theirs, and they won the game.
I get the same question. Why did you do what you did, and the idea is you always want to make the other team beat you.
Yeah.
Instead of you losing.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, you know, moving forward and understanding the length of the game, like, in the, you know, just the you know, where are we at relative to injuries, and, you know, our conditioning is very good, but you know, things like that will always come into play. But I felt like we made the right decisions all the way through. I took a timeout at the end of the game with a minute 30 to go because we were tired, and that was a long drive that we were on the field for, so it gave us a chance to catch our breath, and then we ended up scoring, or we kicked a field goal on that drive to tie the game to send it to overtime. So I think we handled everything well, but when you lose, those questions come up. It's been that way for every coach their whole career. So
of course.
There's a bright spot, too. You just mentioned kicking specialists. Were very good.
They were, and they were. That's exactly right. They were. Luka was kicking really well. You know, field goals, and he's made all of them. So, you know, we rely on him a lot.
And Stanford defensively, what are you going to see defensively?
Yeah, they're very sound defense. I wouldn't say they're, you know, blitzing all the time. They do have some pressures on third down, but they play good technique. They're tough, very, very tough defense. They run to the ball. They tackle. Very physical defense, so it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Yeah, Reich is a defensive coach. That's the way they describe him in their media.
The way that he calls the game, you mean?
Yeah, he's kind of a defensive mindset.
Yeah, he definitely tries to run the football, establish the run, you know, control the clock, take his shots when he feels he can set the shots up. But yeah, he's not a spread it out and throw it 60 times a game. No, he's not that type of. But he's an offensive coach, though, is what I'm saying.
He was
a quarterback.
Tim Lewis had a conversation with Steve Adazio. We were talking to Tim today, and Tim says, "Well, you're very. I can't. Not." Tim says. Steve says to him, "What is your identity? You don't seem to have one." And Tim says, "Correct."
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that. I mean, our identity is we're aggressive. We pressure people. We blitz.
Oh, yeah, 20-plus a game.
We're going to come after you, and we're going to move people. We're a spin-the-dial, you know, that's who we are. We're a spin-the-dial outfit. That's what we've always been. That's what we will be. That's our identity. We spin the dial and try to create confusion and conflict.
Right. And the Stanford offense has a quarterback named Gull Branson, who's a transfer from Oregon State. Big kid. Seems like he's still developing. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, I mean, he's a big guy. He can run. He's got a strong arm. You know, he's turned it over a little bit, but, you know, Frank does a great job coaching that position. Andrew, obviously, is probably involved with coaching that position. So, you know, I'm sure they're working hard to improve him, and I'm sure he'll be ready to go on Saturday.
7 years in college.
Yeah.
There's a few guys.
There's
like 30 of those types. Yeah. With the transfer portal.
COVID
and all that. But it's a 30. That's a long time in college. So, I would have gone for 7 if they let me.
No doubt. 7 years. Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's fantastic.
A long time.
And we sit here on a solemn day, 9/11, of course, 24 years. It's amazing. You spoke today about you lost a friend, a very good friend.
Yeah.
Brown teammate.
Yeah.
Ray Rocha. What was your message to the team today about 9/11?
Yeah, I mean, I told the team, I'm not sure how many people were affected by this with your families or anything like that. But, that was a brutal day. You know, we were at Georgia Tech and Colleen and I were talking about this the other day. I mean, when that happened, I'll never forget it. We were in a staff meeting. We used to meet in like the basement of the athletic department. And we were getting ready to play Florida State. And we were really good. We were undefeated. They were undefeated. And we're watching Florida State tape. Coach O'Leary's in there. And Coach O'Leary had a brother who was a firefighter in New York City.
Okay.
And so Paul Flaherty was our director of operations. He came down and he kind of whispered in Coach's ear. And you could flip the video over to put it on the TV. So the first plane had already hit. And then when we flipped over, boom, right there on this big screen, there goes the second plane.
Oh, my goodness.
And so right away, it was like, now we actually, like, we had guys on the team. We had several guys on the team from New York. Like J.P. Fasci texted me today, who coaches at Chaminade, who's a great businessman on Long Island. He played for us at Georgia Tech. He texted me a beautiful text of what he told the Chaminade team. But we actually practiced. We went out and practiced, and it was because we didn't know if they were going to play the game. They canceled the game, but the city of Atlanta was basically all buildings were evacuated. Colleen's a lawyer; she was working for a law firm, and that it was evacuated because remember, major cities were potentially under attack.
Oh yeah,
and so it was a horrible day. And I had a great friend who grew up in Melrose, Mass. Was a wide receiver at Brown. Ray Rocha, awesome guy, and they never found his remains. It's a very, really, really sad day.
Awful,
and it was a terrible day that hits home big time when it all comes around. Everybody has their own individual memories of it, but I just think it's important for our guys to understand what that day was, and and what a solemn day it is today.
Well said. That's for sure.
Yep.
And also, Wells Crowther, of course.
Yeah.
The video was probably watched a million times today. I hope it was.
Yeah.
The one that ESPN put together with Ed Burns.
Ed Burns, yeah.
Narrator.
Yeah. No, that and we showed that, and we'll show it again. We showed it last year before we played Michigan State. We'll show it this year before we play. I think it's SMU. The red bandana game is a massive tradition at Boston College, honoring Wells Crowther and what he did and how he saved people on that day. So – his mom will be up, and that's an unbelievable thing that we do, and that's a BC guy right there all the way, with what he did on that day.
Pretty special, inspiring, and tragic story. So, like you said, everybody seems to have a memory of that day, and it's none of them are pleasant.
None of them. It was just I remember, too, just my mom and dad and what was going on with them and people that they knew, and There were just – everybody has connections to that day. That was what was incredible about that day. And, just a day you'll never forget.
Yeah, no, it was – we were on the radio, 8:46. I'll always remember we announced it.
Yeah.
And people say that they were driving to work and they heard us.
Yeah.
On Dennis O'Callaghan, and we were just –
yeah, people in the beginning thought it was like a small plane, remember?
Correct.
And quickly,
that's what we reported.
And then when the second plane went in, everybody knew.
The Associated Press, back then the internet didn't – it was in its infancy.
Right.
The Associated Press, it's a small plane that crashed in the World Trade Center.
Right.
So it was just absolute chaos. But we got to take our final time. I'll come back for the keys to the game and much more here from the Stockyard in Brighton on the BC Football Show. And welcome back. Final moments of the BC Football Show. Bill O'Brien summarized nicely what you're facing with Stamford. But, again, you talk about this every week. It's all about you guys. It's all about you guys playing play-by-play, don't look ahead.
Yeah, no, we have to go into it with the same mindset. We worked very hard this week to improve certain things. We worked really hard on the running game. We worked very hard on tackling. I think our guys had a very intense week. I give a lot of credit to the show teams. We're calling them the show teams.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sure, because they're showing us what the opponent does, but they're also showing us what they can do. Young guys.
Nice.
The show team offensive line, I thought they did a really good job of preparing, especially on Wednesday and Thursday. You know, you got a lot of great future guys on that offensive line. You know, you got DJ Williams. You know, you've got a lot of good guys on that line. And then the show team defense, you know, they did a really good job too. So now we have to go out there and do it. And, you know, we feel like we're ready. We got to have a good trip out there and be ready to go on Saturday night.
When you have a great outing, you always talk about turning the page the next day, 24 hours or 12 hours or whatever it is, onto the next opponent. You got to bring your team down a little bit after a big win. Do you have to get them up a little bit after a tough loss?
Yeah, I mean, I think on Sunday, you know, we practice on Sundays and we actually practice. And so, yeah, that's a difficult day after a double overtime loss with a tough trip back, right, that we didn't get back till 5 in the morning. So, but they showed up, Pete. You know, I give this team a lot of credit. I mean, I really believe in the resilience of this team. And I'm not hoping. I don't like to use the word hope. I'm just saying I feel very good about this football team, and I want these guys to succeed. I am very passionate about their success. And they showed up on Sunday. They were ready to go. It was a little bit draggy in the beginning, but the captains picked it up. And then Tuesday was good. Wednesday was really good. Today I thought was pretty sharp for the most part. And, you know, hopefully that leads to a good game.
Hey, the magic word, the captains. That was going to be my follow-up question.
Yeah.
There's a responsibility there to kind of circle the wagons.
Yeah, we have good leadership on the team. You know, you've got these guys that have been here. Lewis Bond's been here for a while, right? Q Hutchins, Logan Taylor, Jude Bowery, KP Price. You know, those guys have been around for a long time. Luke McLaughlin. But then you got other guys that are starting to, you know, obviously Dylan Lonergan. You know, I think our guys have a lot of faith in him, you know, and I think that helps. And so we go into every game with a lot of confidence, and we got to go do it.
How's Bryce Steele coming along?
Bryce is doing good. He's another leader, great leadership ability. He played really well on special teams last week, and he's got a real shot to play on defense for us also on Saturday night.
Seen a lot of faces, a lot of guys. You're playing a lot of guys.
Yeah,
they deserve the play.
They should.
You're kind of looking for your combination.
Yeah, we don't have like a set 11. Different personnel groupings on offense, different personnel groupings on defense. Try to rotate guys in there. These guys are working hard in practice. They've earned the right to play, so we want, you know, special teams, obviously, a lot of guys can play. You'll see some younger guys in there this week, I think. You know, guys like TJ Green, Ashton Cunningham, you know, on special teams and things like that. So, yeah, these guys have earned the right to play.
Do you – is every – how many – well, you play 20, 22, 25 on both sides of the ball?
I think it's I think if you include – it's probably about right, Pete.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good. There is definitely a two deep, and I think – and then we try to we have competitions during the week on special teams. You know, who's going to be the fastest down the field to cover a kickoff? Who's going to down the ball inside the five the best, you know, the plus 50 punt? Who's going to have the best time to go potentially block a punt? Like, we have competitions to – to, you know, give guys chances to get in the game, and I think that's a
speaking your language, right?
I think it's innovative. We didn't have that, but that's just goes to show how the game has evolved.
Yeah,
it must make it a lot of fun.
It is. Practice is fun. It moves. You guys are at practice. It's not, our practice is not a long practice. We move fast from drill to drill, and we're not out there. Once flex is over, which is stretch, we're out there for maybe an hour and 15, an hour and a half, but we're moving and we're getting a lot done and giving guys opportunities to get better.
All right, in about 20 seconds, besides scoring more points, what are you going
to
do?
We got to tackle. We have to tackle better, especially in space. We have to do a much better job of running the football. The running game is big for us because it sets up a lot of the things that we do, so we've got to do a good job of that. Obviously, Dylan, you know, needs to continue to play at a high level, which I believe he will. And we have to do a much better job of covering kicks. I think we're kicking the ball pretty well, but we got to do a better job of getting guys down on the ground on the coverage units.
Fair enough. We'll see you on the plane.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Bill. Good luck. Bill O'Brien of the BC Football Show. Special thanks to Zach Coe, Griffin Ward back in the studio, Mike Wynn, Barry McNulty, Cast of Thousands, BC Football Club, of course, the Gridiron Club, John Merlesina, and Paul Criscione. For Pete Cronin and Bill O'Brien, I'm John Mita-Perrell. Have a great weekend, everybody, and go Eagles.
You've been listening to the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. Join us on Thursday nights throughout the season from the Stockyard in Brighton. The Boston College Football Show has been sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. Empower. Invest well and live a little at empower.com. Mass General Brigham, the official medical provider of Boston College Athletics. McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. And WN, the official technology infrastructure partner of Boston College Athletics. Rodenheiser, trusted plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical experts for over 90 years. And the Stockyard, Boston's best steakhouse. The proceeding has been a Van Wagner presentation of the Boston College Eagles Radio Network. The Eagles play here. Catch BC football, basketball, baseball, and hockey on WEEI AM, Boston.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.